In the second half of my chat with author and TV star Michael Veitch, we have a chat about television and what you're allowed to get away with in terms of comedy today compared to what Michael and the team at Fast Forward and D-Generation Full Frontal were able to broadcast. Michael Veitch, he's just released his new book, Australia's Secret Army. It is an absolutely incredible read. As I said at the beginning, the amount of research. And Michael, the way you've been able to take what I imagine can sometimes be fairly dry facts and figures and data and historical records and turn them into such a gripping yarn. Absolutely incredible. Australia's Secret Army.
Thank you.
Australia's Secret Army. It is out now. Michael, before you run and get back to your own dogs, speaking of dogs... Of course, you rose to prominence and fame in Australia on our television screens. You were part of the absolutely legendary D Generation. You did go on to Fast Forward. I did read you made a comment.
You're older than I thought, Gavin.
Oh, I've got enough grey hair to remember. Certainly, Fast Forward. What an absolute classic that was. You did say, I do remember reading an interview you did a few years ago, you said that that team, you know, the working dog team, D-Generation, Fast Forward, you said that you had the last of the great days of Australian television. They don't make them like they used to anymore on Aussie TV, do they, Michael?
Well, I think what I meant by that is that after we finished up was the dawn of the reality TV era. And everything changed then. And then what also happened is that the digital world arrived. The first big thing that happened when I was finishing up was Foxtel. Or what? You can actually just watch television, you know. There's all these different channels. So that started competing. Now there's Netflix. Now there's your mobile phone. Now there's YouTube. But also budgets started to collapse for TV shows, particularly in Australia, and those sort of days of making our own comedy and stories kind of came to a big grinding halt in the around the turn of the century, really. But so I often think that those were the good old days. But maybe I'm just being old and nostalgic about my past. I don't know.
I think you're spot on. I think you're absolutely spot on. Do you miss any of those, the Fast Forward days, any of that sort of sketch? You had, of course, some legendary characters. Do you have any characters that were your favourite? Very camp. A flight attendant was one of them among
the flight attendants were fun, but we live in different times now.
True.
I don't think I'd be able to get away with that anymore.
You may
let
not.
Let alone some of the other things which I don't want to mention that we got away with, but we never thought anything of it. There was never anything malicious in what we were doing, it was just, look, what can I say? People think differently now. The younger generation thinks differently. I mean, comedy's different. People are a bit more precious now, I think.
I had Judith Lucy and Denise Scott on the show just last week, in fact, and we spoke a little bit about this, and they are just very, very grateful that smartphones did not exist in some of their early stand-up routines.
Absolutely.
Some of the things they said would not go down very well today at all.
I know. That's so true. I wouldn't want... I mean, and the irony is, if I was younger and doing sketch comedy now, there's so much material around. I mean, we miss the whole... I'm sorry, Far North Queensland, but we miss the whole Pauline Hanson era. Oh. How much fun would she have been?
So much material.
Gina or Jane doing Pauline on Fast Forward.
It was made for... Well, the trouble is, reality is sometimes crazier and funnier than comedy sketch. So,
write the Trump era?
That's right.
Could you write the Trump era if
exactly.
It didn't happen? And you wrote it, this is so far-fetched.
It's too far-fetched. That's right. It's a Fast Forward sketch, that is for sure.
I know. There's nothing that there's no extreme that we could have written back then that has not actually come into reality.
Exactly right. Michael Veitch, author of Australia's Secret Army, go out and find it at bookstores. I think it's at places like Kmart and Big W as well. Incredible read, incredible achievement yet again. Michael Veitch, what a pleasure to have you on the King Review today. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Gavin. Great to talk to you. Really appreciate it.